The sleepover. The next day, Kara still feels sick, but not as much as yesterday. She sighs impatiently and looks out at the snow. She turns on the television, but there's nothing she wants to watch. She is totally bored, and she really wants to go sledging. In the afternoon, her mom brings home a present. It's a DVD that Kara has been asking for. "Let's cozy up and watch it together," her mom says, and makes some tea. Kara sits on the couch. She holds her phone while they watch the movie. She sends a text to Rose telling her she misses her. Kara thinks it's been a long time since they talked. It feels like it has been weeks, even though it has only been 2 days. "What are you doing?" she writes. Rose does not answer for a long time. Kara clenches her fist around the phone, and she forgets to watch the movie. Finally, Rose sends her a picture of Benjamin, Lucas, and Julie. They are all sitting on one sledge, and they look so happy. There is snow all around them. "We're having a lot of fun," Rose texts back. "I want to go back to school tomorrow," Kara says, and pushes the coffee table with her foot. On Friday, Kara jumps out of bed. She feels fine, and Friday is her favorite day of the week. They usually relax and have fun on Fridays. Kara quickly puts on her clothes. She still has a little cold, but she no longer has a fever. "You have to put on an extra shirt," her mum says with a sigh. Kara runs to pull open the blinds, but the snow is gone. Kara is just about to cry. She was really looking forward to going sledging. Kara rides her bike to school, and she's very disappointed. The only snow she can see on the way is...